Millennials seem to be quite obsessed with technology, specifically their phones. Studies show that nearly 80% of teens have cell phones, and 78% of them are Americans aged 12 to 17, which is a huge rise from 2011. Through this change, every conversation at dinners are now done with their eyes glued to their phones. Relationships are started through apps or on social media instead of in person through actual conversation. And any form of emotional content would rather be shared with strangers.
A conversation between me and my two friends
about incidents we've had with our cell phones was conducted to determine whether or not we are as obsessed as most people are. I should warn you, these stories are outrageous, and you might think we're crazy for placing such importance on a piece of metal, but you will be surprised that you yourself has had similar experiences, if not the exact same ones. My class experimented on how many messages would students receive during the class period, which is about 2 hours if their cell phones were left on. And even the class was surprised that the tally was 65. 65 times in total, students were notified, and despite our professor's strong rules against phones being on, I noticed how many students couldn't help but keep their hands on their phones, even if it was to check the time when a clock was above their head.
So one day, I was waiting for the 62 bus or whatever. I was coming from school, and my phone fell, and I was tight because, you know, it was already cracked from when I dropped it. So I'm like, let me go pick it up. And as soon as I go pick it up, the bus coming almost hit me. So the bus driver, he beat me, and I picked it up. And when I got on the bus, he goes, "Miss, I thought you was trying to kill yourself." I was like, "Nah, if I was going to kill myself, it wasn't about to be by no bus." And then he laughed or whatever, and I was just like, almost died from my phone, but it's cool.
That's my friend Ariel.
How many hours a day do you think you spend on your phone?
22. Nah, probably like 12.
Okay. Do you think teenagers are obsessed with their phones?
Yeah.
Are you?
No. I mean, we Snapchat everything, so I feel like everybody's kind of obsessed.
Okay, in your story, when you almost got hit by the bus, did you care?
Nah. I thought about it later, like, damn, I could have died. But in the moment, it was like, he about to run over my phone. I just got this, like, slow.
And this is Ashley.
Once upon a time, me and the girls went out to a party. Me and Tina decided to leave early because we wasn't really feeling it. We got on the D bus, and then we got off the D bus, and we went into the house. At that point is when I realized I lost my phone. So I called the D bus back. The D bus didn't answer. I called again. He answered. They said they didn't find my phone. So at this point, I'm really worried about my phone. And I'm at the point like where I'm getting ready to cry because I don't have money to buy a new phone. And I don't feel like hearing my mother's mouth about my phone. So then I finally go outside again. I search and search and search for my phone. I couldn't find my phone. I come back to my house, and on the side in the rocks was my phone. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. My phone was there.
How many hours a day do you think you spend on your phone? Ariel said the same. Do you think teenagers are obsessed with their phones?
See, I do.
Are you?
No.
Is that a sure answer?
I mean, I wouldn't consider myself obsessed with my phone, but I do rely on it a lot.
Okay. If you had lost your phone that night, what would you have done?
Cried myself to sleep.
Were you going to get another one?
Probably not.
Anytime soon.
My mom probably would have been like, it's slow.
Okay. Thank you.
A cell phone provides so many things instantly, on demand. And now new research suggests that could be a problem.
In a study from Baylor University, 60% admitted they could be addicted to their cell phone. Tonight in a special report, News 13's Aaron Adelson looks at the signs you may have a problem and what you can do about it.
Our constant companion.
Hello, how are you?
A cell phone.
Can y'all swap me out?
Scott Trantham does not want to admit he may have a problem.
I'm not addicted to it, but I gotta have it.
Denial.
I gotta have it.
Addiction now and a strong and harmful need to regularly have something.
I know it sounds crazy, but I'm really not addicted to it, but I gotta have it.
Trantham's buying a new phone.
I had to have another one. I have to keep it going.
We found many people like Trantham. Nobody wants to say he or she has a problem, but everybody has a friend who might be addicted.
I have some friends that, like, can't put it down.
Captivating dings, rings, and bings.
Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all that kind of stuff. That's an email.
Meet Melissa Benson. Last month, almost 1,700 texts, about 8,500 minutes of phone calls, and more than 2 gigs of data.
It's a lot.
The UNC student's significant other does not live in Asheville. She says the long-distance relationship continues because of her phone.
I use it pretty often. I probably constantly, like, except for when I'm in class and even sometimes in class.
She's not alone. According to Baylor University study, people use their phone an average of 9 hours a day. The study analyzed 164 students' cell phone use, finding women use their phones more, often for social media. Across the board, people use their phones mostly to text, typing away more than an hour and a half a day.
That concerns me.
Addiction specialist Trent Codd says a person's cell phone use can become troubling if the three C's apply.
Excessive amount of use, feels difficult to control. Cravings take over, the range of negative consequences.
He says there's not yet enough research to say if a person can be diagnosed with a cell phone addiction, but Koz says a behavior does not have to be an addiction for it to be problematic.
When there's overuse and sort of this, like, feeling that I need to attend to this a lot, they may start to use the phones in dangerous situations, like driving, for example. Texting while driving is a great example of that. They may start to become less productive at work or if they're still in school.
Codd says people use their phones so much because they feel anxious without it. Plus, that social media gratification, those likes after likes, feels so good.
And when that's removed, they may experience some other feelings. It may be anxiety, it may be a little bit of sadness. Even though they have a live person right there that they can get present with.
So what can you do to break your cell phone habit, or if you're a parent of a teen who may be glued to the screen? First, before reaching for your phone, Codd wants you to be mindful of the thoughts going through your head. Then Codd wants people to learn to get through that anxiety.
We would help them slow down, come off of automatic pilot, identify what kinds of thoughts are there that may be fueling their difficulties, and then teach them ways of thinking a little bit differently about it.
The cell phone opens us up to the world, yet also keeps some people oblivious to what's happening 2 feet in front of them. At the end of his purchase, Scott Trantham may have had a breakthrough of his own.
If you want to say I'm addicted, that's fine. But I'm not as addictive as some people.
He leaves to make a call.
Y'all have a good one now.
In Asheville, Aaron Adelson, News 13.
Well, another thing to consider. Addiction specialist Trent Codd says a person could be addicted to something they do on a phone, like gambling, and not addicted to the actual phone itself.
I don't know if I'd say we're addicted to our cell phones. Maybe you guys could judge that, but a lot of the stuff we've done, I say we've come pretty close to being addicted. It was Monday. I had just finished running some errands before I had to go to work. I was already like an hour late. It was the day after I had just gotten my iPhone, and I was getting out of the train and my phone fell out of my pocket and it hung from my headphones for a little while before I realized and tried to grab it and it fell through the space between the train and the platform. So I get off and I'm waiting for the train to pass to see if it cracked it because I had just gotten the phone. Like, I've been trying to get the 6 Plus for the longest, and I finally, after working so hard, was able to pay for it. So after the train passed by, I saw my phone just laying on the tracks. It wasn't cracked or nothing. I didn't even think about it before I jumped down and grabbed my phone, checked again to see if it was cracked. Then I tried to get back up and I couldn't come back up. Like, I wasn't tall enough to, like, bring myself back up over onto the platform. So I'm trying to jump up, and then finally someone decides to help me up from on the tracks. And I didn't even think about if a train had come right after, I could have gotten hit or anything. All I thought about was making sure that my phone was not cracked in any way. So I thanked the person, checked my phone again, and it was good. I was done and gone. It's funny how a lot of the rash decisions that we make, we never think of it before we make it. It's always after that we think of what could have happened, when we should be thinking before. What can happen if we decide to jump down on the train tracks and pick up our phones, or grab our phone just as a bus is coming close to us? If this podcast has taught me anything, it's taught me to be more mindful of what I do and why I do it. Also, It showed me that my friends are just as crazy as I am. And that a lot of people experience the same exact experiences I have without even trying to. Which is just crazy how you could bond with someone over how much they use their phone or the crazy thing they've done to protect their phones over their lives. It's really pretty funny. This podcast is designed to create awareness on how dangerous our phones are. Also awareness on how reliant we are on our phones. Hopefully students will spend less time on their phone after they've listened to our stories and understand how dangerous it could be. I'd like for you guys to make smarter decisions when it comes to your lives and your devices. A piece of metal is not worth as much as you think it would. I would like to thank Ariel Gill and Ashley Joseph for sharing their stories. I would like to recognize YouTube for the use of his soundtrack, clips, and news report.